607 FM Talk 106.5. Bobby Old Mornings on this Monday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. Of course, Kane with our traffic and lots to do today. Top news stories of the day from national and local. I'll say overall, the gas price stories one jumping 11 cents in the last 2 weeks. I'll talk more about that. Also, the Admiral Sims statue now has a new home. We'll give you details of where Mayor Stimson said it would go. And the story nationally, too, states with spikes in coronavirus cases. And that brings us to what we do in the 6 and 7 o'clock hour. We start off the hour with Dalton and the latest stats nationally and here at home. Dalton?
Yeah, and Alabama is one of those states that has experienced a spike in coronavirus cases. But we'll start nationally, where now over 2,162,000 total cases of positive coronavirus and over 117,000 deaths. Over the weekend, there were 72,500 new cases added nationally and 1,824 deaths reported over the weekend. Now, that's less over the weekend than we had in one day when we hit our peak back on April 21st of 2,683 deaths. But nationally, testing continues to improve. According to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, there were 485,000 tests reported nationally yesterday. That's after 519,000 on Saturday and a new high of 583,000 tests reported on Friday. There have been 23.5 million total tests nationally since the pandemic began. And over the last 7 days, we're averaging 468,000 tests per day. But you mentioned some of the states that have experienced a spike in cases. Alabama, certainly one of those states. There are now over 25,000 confirmed cases in the state, and 768 have died from COVID-19. Over the weekend, they updated their cases through Saturday, so we still don't have numbers for Sunday, but our four highest days of new cases yet came Wednesday through Saturday over the weekend. 842 cases added for Wednesday, 721 for Thursday, 1,075 for Friday, and 976 for Saturday. So you take those numbers and average them out, and our seven-day average jumped to a new high of 727 cases per day, about 200 cases on average higher than what we had seen previously. And the 14-day average now at 553 cases per day. According to the Alabama Department of Public Health, there have been 2,255 Alabamians hospitalized since the pandemic came to our state. Over the weekend, there were 90 hospitalizations reported. And according to their dashboard, 540 people are currently hospitalized with the coronavirus. There were 18,620 tests reported from Friday through Sunday. We're averaging 5,406 test results per day over the last 7 and 14 days. But along with that spike in new cases, the percentage of test results coming back positive has risen sharply. Over the last week, 13.3% of the test results have come back positive. It's the highest number we've seen since April 12th, and the two-week average of positive tests is now at 9.6%. That number's been climbing slowly since the beginning of May. There were 17 deaths reported over the weekend. Seven-day average for deaths is now 11 per day, while the 14-day average is 10 per day. Now, looking at the county level, Mobile County has 2,697 cases of coronavirus with 129 deaths. Mobile added 104 new cases over the weekend with one new death. Baldwin County has 364 cases of the virus with 9 deaths. They added 21 new cases for Baldwin County over the weekend and still zero new deaths reported in nearly 2.5 weeks now for Baldwin County. Good. Washington County, 86 cases with 6 deaths. Clark County, 188 cases and 3 deaths. Monroe County, 126 cases and 2 deaths. Escambia County has 102 cases with 3 deaths. Choctaw County, 175 cases and 11 have died. Conecuh County has 93 cases and 1 death. And Wilcox County with 221 cases of coronavirus and 8 deaths. And Montgomery County now leads all counties in Alabama with the number of positive cases. There are now 2,791 positive cases for Montgomery compared to 2,697 for Mobile and 2,475 for Jefferson County, while Montgomery County still has the third highest number of deaths. Mobile County still leads with 129 that have died due to COVID-19, 117 have died at Jefferson County, and 68 in Montgomery County.
All right, Dalton, with the update there, and one of the things, looking at the outbreaks here, number one, nursing homes and poultry plants help drive the numbers here in the state of Alabama. That's where a lot of cases came from. And the other question here that we wonder, did we have this has the surge been going on and we're just now documenting it through testing? You see what I'm saying? We've been asking this the whole time. As more testing is done, you're going to see more cases. Is it those cases are coming on and now getting caught up with, or has it been there at that percentage, but now that more people are getting tested, we have a better idea?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And you would like to see, you know, as testing increases, you know you're going to get more cases, but you would like to see the number of positive cases to percentage-wise be similar to what we've seen over the last. But with that spike in percent of positive tests jumping from what we were seeing at around 7 and 8% up to 13.3%, to me that indicates that there are a lot of new cases here in Alabama. But the deadliness is another factor. I don't know if the virus has become less deadly in some form or fashion, but we're seeing the rise in cases. And you know, normally you'll see a positive case, and then if someone is really sick from that case, they won't die for a week, 10 days, maybe 2 weeks after they were deemed positive for coronavirus. So we'll still wait to see if those numbers increase. But right now, the number of new positive tests is vastly higher than the number of new deaths. It's not really correlated right now.
All right, we'll watch those numbers for you and bring them to you every weekday morning right here on Mobile Mornings. 6:14, and the average price for a gallon of regular has gone up by 11 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.16 a gallon. Trilby Lundberg from the Lundberg Survey with more.
It was partially a return to some semblance of normalcy by the crude oil market, but it was spurred just before the OPEC meeting by the oil market believing, if we can say that, that the OPEC agreement to cut production would last longer than just the month of July, and it did not. So oil prices are down again, and it's unlikely that this price hike at the pump will be repeated anytime soon.
I was worried when the OPEC members were getting along last week at that, but it's, I guess, this lack of demand is going to keep it shut down. The highest average price in the nation right now, regular $3.11 a gallon in Honolulu, Hawaii, and lowest is $1.69 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Average price of diesel is $2.55, the same as it was about 2 weeks ago. Now here locally, what are we looking at in our prices? Well, let's see, Mobile County, see, $1.69, about even with where they are in Baton Rouge. $1.69 in Mobile County is the best price. I see a lot of them in the $1.70 to $1.73 a gallon range. Eastern Shore, $1.85, and let's see, the best, okay, best price here, Sam's Club in Daphne, $1.71. And the Walmart gas station, Murphy USA, $1.79 on the Eastern Shore Parkway at Walmart. So there you go. A couple of the prices from around our area. But yeah, so a 11-cent hike in gas prices, but that seems to be all the upward rise it has, at least according to the experts out there. We'll talk more about that coming up. Also in sports.
Well, we had live sports this weekend. The PGA Tour was out on the course and NASCAR was out on the track. I'll let you know who won two big events yesterday. And some great news for former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa as he heads to his new home in Miami.
All right, and add this to your list of COVID-19 stories. How about a guy in Seattle who survived coronavirus and then got a hospital bill for it of over $1 million?
Ooh, man.
That'll kill you. It's on the way. All right, news is next.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The History Museum of Mobile is the new home for Mobile's Confederate monument of Admiral Raphael Sims. On Sunday, Mayor Sandy Stimson announced the statue had been taken out of storage and moved to the museum. Earlier this month, the mayor ordered the removal of the statue from Government and Royal Street. A spokesperson for the city told News 5 city officials are in active conversations with the state attorney general's office about a potential fine for removing the statue. City and religious leaders in Fairhope held a peaceful demonstration on Sunday praying for racial equality. Mayor Karen Wilson joined members of the Hope community for a prayer walk that started at the Fairhope Civic Center parking lot and ended at South Beach Park. Customers and employees were forced to evacuate the Walmart on the I-65 service road in Mobile over a bomb threat. Mobile police say someone made that threat on Sunday. Nothing was found when officers searched the store. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Hello, Emily again, talking about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. Have you ever received an invoice from a forklift dealer for repairs and about fell out of your chair? Tired of flushing your hard-earned money down the big dealer toilet? Guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Next time, call Forklift Hunter. When you receive your bill, you'll be glad you did. We come to you, no contract needed, and no ridiculous fees. 251-479-2270 or forklifthunter.com. Forklift Hunter. Fair, honest, and locally owned.
Good morning, everyone, from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Again, no crash there, but a medical emergency involving a driver of a tractor trailer northbound 65 just north of the 45-mile marker. Looks good so far in Mobile with no new wrecks in the roadway. Steady ride, just watch your speed. Officers been working a little bit of radar, but no major backups or delays. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in the Mobile and Baldwin County area for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured from residential to commercial, we have you covered. Call 580-ROOF for a Alliance Roofing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good morning, 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The PGA Tour returned this weekend for the first tournament since shutting down their season in early March due to the coronavirus pandemic. Daniel Berger won the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas, in a one-hole playoff over Colin Morikawa yesterday.
Daniel Berger is your champion here as we come back after 13 weeks away from the game.
It was Berger's third career PGA Tour victory. He came into the weekend ranked 107th in the world.
It's a little different, obviously, being, you know, 5-6 feet apart from everyone and, you know, not shaking hands at the end of the round and, you know, obviously following social distancing. But, you know, I thought they did a fantastic job, and the tournament was a huge success, in my opinion.
Berger's round on Sunday marked his 28th consecutive round at par or better, dating back to October 11th at the Houston Open. PGA Tour record is 52 consecutive rounds. Morikawa finished second after missing that putt on the playoff hole. Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Rose, Jason Kokrak, and Xander Schauffele all finished tied for third at 14 under par. This coming weekend, the PGA Tour heads to Hilton Head Island in South Carolina for the RBC Heritage beginning on Thursday. In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin passed Chase Elliott for the lead with 30 laps remaining and held on to win the Dixie Vodka 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway.
Denny Hamlin, 40th career win at Homestead Miami Speedway.
With that win, Hamlin joins Tony Stewart and Greg Biffle as the only drivers to win three times in Miami. It was Hamlin's third victory of the season. He opened the year with a victory in the Daytona 500 and won at Darlington last month. Elliott finished second, followed by Ryan Blaney third, Tyler Reddick fourth, and Eric Almirola fifth. Yesterday's race was set to begin at 2:30, but because of weather delays, Hamlin didn't cross the finish line until nearly 10 p.m. Central Time. Up next, NASCAR comes to Bama for a weekend of races at Talladega Super Speedway. The Geico 500 will go off on Sunday at 2 p.m. Up to 5,000 fans will be allowed to attend and watch the race from the front stretch grandstands and towers. In football news, former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is finally moving down to his new home in South Florida. after the Miami Dolphins selected Tua with the 5th overall pick in April's NFL draft. Physical therapist Kevin Wilk has been working with Tagovailoa at the Champion Sports Medicine Facility in Birmingham. He says that the national champion is doing, quote, miraculously well in recovery since undergoing hip surgery. Wilk said that Tagovailoa's hip fracture healed well after the surgery and there was no wear and tear on other areas of concern. Wilk added, quote, the miraculous part is that he healed so well. Second part is he's been so well at getting his strength back, which usually takes a long time after something like this. Tagovailoa has reportedly been spending about 3.5 hours each workout with a special emphasis on his hip, ankles, and left shoulder. Now that the NFL has eased its restrictions for players to be able to visit and work out at team facilities, Dolphins head coach Brian Flores, general manager Chris Greer, and the team doctors will finally get their chance to see and coach Tua in the flesh. Tua will compete with quarterbacks Ryan Fitzpatrick and Josh Rosen for playing time during his rookie season with the Dolphins. And the baseball players are done negotiating. The Major League Baseball Players Association informed the MLB on Saturday night that they are done negotiating and want an answer by Monday on how many games they'll play and when to show up for work. The players and owners agreed to a deal in late March that would pay the players full prorated salaries for however many games the MLB decided to play in the 2020 regular season. However, that agreement was made with the owners believing that fans would be in the stands. Since it appears fans will not be attending this season, the owners have tried to rework their agreement with the players. The owners have made 3 economic proposals in the last 2 weeks, and the players have countered with 2 proposals of their own. Since it appears the two will not come to an agreement, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred will now likely unilaterally impose a short season, perhaps as few as 50 games, which would require the players to be paid at a prorated basis. The MLB's decision expected to come early this week. 624 on FM Talk 106.5. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Youth is an amazing thing, and being a top-level athlete. But, I mean, from Tua's injury to now, like, normal people, you dislocate a hip. It's like
a hip fracture, dislocation.
He's like, yeah, I'll do some rehab and do that, and I'll be playing in the pros.
Not to mention the work on both of his ankles. He's been through a lot already.
Unbelievable. All right, 624. Be right back. Weather's next.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny again, with afternoon readings around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kahan's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kahan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses, from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
At 626 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning, 73 now at the studios here, airport in 65, heading for high in the 90s. Dr. Bill joins us about 10 minutes from right now to fill in the details. All right, and then over the weekend, the announcement made the new home for the Admiral Sims statue. Our buddy John Sharp, reporting at AL.com, said a statue of Confederate Admiral Raphael Sims, removed overnight on June 5th, will be relocated permanently to the History Museum of Mobile, according to Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson. Stimson, in an email sent by his spokesman George Talbot on Sunday, said the museum staff will, quote, develop a plan to protect, preserve, and display display, end quote, the Sim statue within the museum. The statue has been in storage in a city facility since it was removed from its perch of 120 years at Royal and Government Street. I will point out that it did come down for a while while they're working on the tunnel, which I don't understand why, but they did, and they turned it around. It used to face west, and then they faced it towards the port. Or wait, they used to face towards the port for the longest time, then they turned it and faced it west. I don't know
why. And it made more sense facing the port.
It did to me. So that's it. We're going to ask this question of you this morning. Do you think this is the right place for the statue, the History Museum of Mobile? We'll talk more about that coming up. Dr. Bill's on the way, and News 5 next.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The History Museum of Mobile is the new home for Mobile's Confederate Monument of Admiral Raphael Sims. On Sunday, Mayor Sandy Simpson announced the statue had been taken out of storage and moved to the museum. Earlier this month, the mayor ordered the removal of the statue from Government and Royal Street. A spokesperson for the city told News 5 city officials are in active conversations with the state attorney general's office about a potential fine for removing the statue. City and religious leaders in Fairhope held a peaceful demonstration on Sunday praying for racial equality. Mayor Karen Wilson joined members of the Hope community for a prayer walk that started at the Fairhope Civic Center parking lot and ended at South Beach Park. Customers and employees were forced to evacuate the Walmart on the I-65 service road in Mobile over a bomb threat. Mobile police say someone made that threat on Sunday. Nothing was found when officers searched the store. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
Hey, talking with my friend Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and businesses opening back up. What can y'all do to help them get things cleaned up around those businesses and get people in that front door?
Well, like you said, we can start with just a cleanup and maybe just a tweak in the design to kind of get people excited about coming through the front door and freshen up the look of the building. But we don't really stop there either. We really kind of take an approach towards how efficient is the maintenance going to be and an eye towards ongoing maintenance and care. So we really have a strong background, as you know, in maintenance. So we take a look at from there as well.
We know the exterior of our business is a reflection on what we do. So it's more important than ever to make sure we're inviting people in and we got a place that looks great.
Exactly. And we're here to help them with that.
All right. Tell us how to get in touch with y'all and get these services right away.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
You've heard about CBD, but do you really know about CBD? Take a few minutes to learn why so many of your friends and family now use CBD for its natural health benefits. Your CBD store of West Mobile will explain how it works with the body and the many products on the market. Your CBD store is locally owned and sells only third-party lab-tested, high-quality products. Owner Joe Brown is more than happy to discuss the science of CBD with you. Call today, 260-3223, your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
Police reform remains in the forefront for members of Congress.
Representative Karen Bass, the head of the Congressional Black Caucus, tells Fox News Sunday the Democratic bill in the House includes reforms in police training.
National standards training and accreditation.
Senator Tim Scott, the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate, has been named the point man on developing a Republican-led Senate bill.
Is there a path forward? I think we'll find that.
Senator Scott tells NBC's Meet the Press, one thing everyone can agree on is a ban on the use of chokeholds. Representative Bass says she's optimistic police reform legislation will soon become reality.
We are going to get a bill on the president's desk.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Police video from the fatal shooting of a black man after a failed sobriety check in Atlanta shows a largely peaceful encounter before spiraling into violence. Rayshard Brooks was shot by officers outside a Wendy's restaurant. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Fears of a resurgence of the coronavirus pandemic in the U.S. are growing overseas. Thursday's steep market sell-off spread to Asia Friday, even as the Dow rebounded in a big way here. It closed up 477 points. The Nasdaq added 96 and the S&P gained 32, but futures are tanking again today as some states report record weekend hospitalizations. Finland is the latest to ease COVID-19 travel restrictions and lift internal border controls and passenger traffic, with Nordic neighbors Denmark, Iceland, and Norway, as well as the Baltic countries of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania today, but not Sweden, where the coronavirus situation is the worst in the region. Beijing authorities have ordered supervised 14-day home quarantine for anyone who's visited a major wholesale food market there or been in contact with someone who has. After weeks with almost no new coronavirus infections, Beijing has recorded dozens of new cases in recent days, all linked to the Jinfadi, said to be the largest food market in Asia. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So what do you provide? Cookie cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Looking for a gift for Dad? Sticks River Shooting Center has everything Dad needs for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Not sure about which one Dad wants or needs? No problem. Sticks River Shooting Center has gift certificates. Always the perfect fit. Hurry to Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53, Wilcox Road. Summer hours, Wednesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Pretty weekend. It was nice and sunny. I mean, those showers came through a few places on Saturday, but didn't ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, most of the activity, and again, it was just isolated. It was, Saturday was in south Baldwin County. And even down near the coast, and then very, very isolated over Mobile. And that was the case yesterday, just a few very widely scattered isolated showers. And for most people, it was a sunny day and a warm day yesterday, up to 90 degrees. It was 90 also on Saturday. Right now, we've got a weak cold front that's coming down through Alabama, and it's going to kind of reinforce the dry air that we've had in place. So we may see a little bit of a drop in the humidity tomorrow and Wednesday. Today, though, we're going to warm into the low 90s, up to around 91, 92 degrees, and again, a very light wind and plenty of sunshine. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We will get down into the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, a sunny day and a high around 90. And as I say, we may see a little bit of a drop in the humidity tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, into the mid and upper 60s. So that sounds good. For Wednesday, not quite as warm, 88 for the high on Wednesday, but sunny day. And then as we look ahead to Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, sunny skies and high temperatures in the low 90s. The next chance that we have for some rain in the forecast will be Sunday, and just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm and a high in the low 90s. So some dry weather and warm temperatures all the way into the weekend.
Hopefully the onslaught of rainfall we had last week will carry us through, keep the yards watered and the crops watered and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's going to be the case, because there's just nothing here that in the forecast for any kind of precipitation and until Sunday.
All right, let's talk about tropics, Dr. Bill. You watching anything out there?
Well, right now it's quiet across the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. We have some scattered thunderstorm activity over the tropical Atlantic. There is another very large tropical wave about to come off the African coast. So far, the ones that have come off have not done anything. And again, it's early yet for the eastern portion of the Atlantic. But we'll watch it. Again, this one is coming off the African coast and has to come over some cool water right near the coastline of Africa before it gets into warmer temperatures a little farther to the west.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Tropical weather expert and our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, right here at FM Talk 106.573. And our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, is the History Museum of Mobile the right place to put the Admiral Sims statue? You can vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. On the right-hand column, you'll see that 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo, and the question is right under that. We'll talk more about that and top news stories of the day when we get back from traffic.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
Talking with Jim Cahaley from Mobile Funeral Home and Crematory. You've been in the business for a long time, but now you've opened up your own establishment. Why'd you do that?
Well, I felt compelled to get back into the business simply to bring about an affordable funeral alternative to the folks in Mobile County and surrounding counties.
When you talk about the affordability of funerals, that's something I have no knowledge of.
You're like most folks, no one has a clue until they get there. The average funeral nowadays runs between $8,000 to $10,000 to $15,000. At our place, the services we offer, which are the same as everyone else, start around $4,000 and go up from there. We're trying to make the funeral business affordable for folks again.
Hey, Jim, what about cremation?
A direct cremation with no service involved starts at $8.95 and goes up from there, where some of the larger firms are charging $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 for the exact same service.
Tell folks how they can get more information.
The easiest way to contact us is email mobilefhc@gmail.com or our web address, mobilefhc.com.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Medical emergency involving a driver of a tractor trailer this morning, northbound 65, just north of the 45-mile marker. Emergency vehicles are there for now. Mobile Police Department are clear. Still no delays from the 1065 split across the Bayway and the Causeway from the Eastern Shore. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Governor Boulevard in Mobile, where you have no payments for 90 days and 0% interest for 60 months on most models. Shop online at springhilltoyota.com. Call 450-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 6:39 FM Talk 106.5, and give you a programming note for tomorrow's Midday Mobile on the fly, because I just confirmed it. Former Governor Don Siegelman joins me 12:15 tomorrow on Midday Mobile. Talk about his book and the current state of affairs. He feels like seemed to at least plead his case. We'll let him try to plead his case with you tomorrow about 12:15. All right, 6:40, FM Talk 106.5 and FMTalk1065.com, the front page of our website. The online opinion poll question brought to you by my buddy Trey at 1-800-GOT-JUNK is, is the History Museum of Mobile the right place to put the Admiral Sims statue? Because that's where it is going, according to Mayor Stimson. So we have the empty pedestal there at the foot of Government Street. There are empty pedestals all over this country. That brings up a whole other conversation. Will the pedestals be raised, or will they put new statues up on those pedestals across the country? That's another discussion point. But are you satisfied with that, the History Museum of Mobile for the Admiral Sims statue? Vote on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Well, I'll talk about my buddy Trey at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Listen, if you have, okay, you spent a little more time at the house, right? Recently, we all have. You've identified junk. You've identified projects. If you haven't, you're not living my life. We've identified more projects around the house, and part of getting organized around the house or expanding areas is getting rid of the junk. And you can do that pretty quickly. One phone call, one web visit to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or a phone call to 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll set up an appointment time, a specific time on a specific day that you'll all agree on. Trey and the crew show up. They quote your price. If you say yes, they get to work and get the junk gone. It could be boxes inside the house. Could be a swing set in the backyard, above ground pool, storage unit you need cleaned out, a house you're getting ready to sell. You want all the stuff out. Whatever it is, you got junk, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So make that call or go online and set that appointment today. Also on the front page of the website, three big things, top news stories of the day. Of course, Mayor Stimson ordering the transfer of the Admiral Sims statue to the History Museum of Mobile. Also, a third Alabama inmate dies after testing positive for coronavirus, and we started off the hour with that spike in cases. Alabama, one of the probably six or seven cases or states that had a pretty big spike in cases. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a few minutes. And then in Atlanta, it was a sobriety test that turned deadly. And Rayshard Brooks, this is the man shot in Atlanta. He was, from what I have seen here, look like he was asleep or passed out in his vehicle at a Wendy's drive-through line. Atlanta PD comes and does a sobriety test, and then it all changes from there. John Lawrence from Westwood One with more.
A large crowd disrupting traffic on an Atlanta interstate Sunday night. They're protesting Friday's fatal police shooting of Rayshard Brooks. Police found Brooks asleep in his car at a Wendy's drive-through. After a sobriety test, an officer tries to arrest him.
Put your hands on your back.
Brooks resists and there is a scuffle. Witness video shows Brooks taking a taser from police, and surveillance video shows him shooting it toward an officer. He was then shot by police and taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Justin Miller is a lawyer for the Brooks family.
We know he was shot twice in the back, once in his mid-back and once in his buttocks. And those shots ended up killing him.
An autopsy report lists the 27-year-old's death as a homicide. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms.
I watched the interaction with Mr. Brooks, and it broke my heart. This was not confrontational.
The day after the shooting, protesters set fire to the Wendy's where Brooks was killed, and Officer Garrett Rolfe, who police say shot Brooks, was terminated. The other officer at the scene is on administrative duty. In addition to Atlanta, there were calls for police reform in numerous other cities, including Washington, D.C., New York, and Miami.
These deaths will not be in vain. There's a movement across this country, and it is changing all of our cities.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
All right, 644 FM Talk 106.5. Sports on the way with Dalton. Also, I'll be talking about what it means to become your dad. Age 37 is when it happens. We'll give you details on that as well. Y'all stay right there.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Headed to the beach? Stop by Allegri Farm Market to fill your ice chest with the freshest fruit and veggies of the season. Just pick from a farm right down the street. Enjoy a crisp, cold watermelon when you come in from the sun. Sweet silver king corn, tomatoes, colorful peppers, and juicy citrus at prices the big stores can't match. The sweet taste of summer awaits you at Allegri Farm Market, Highway 181 at County Road 64 in Daphne.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The History Museum of Mobile is the new home for Mobile's Confederate monument of Admiral Raphael Sims. On Sunday, Mayor Sandy Stimson announced the statue had been taken out of storage and moved to the museum. Earlier this month, the mayor ordered the removal of the statue from Government and Royal Street. A spokesperson for the city told News 5 city officials are in active conversations with the state attorney general's office about a potential fine for removing the statue. City and religious leaders in Fairhope held a peaceful demonstration on Sunday praying for racial equality. Mayor Karen Wilson joined members of the Hope community for a prayer walk that started at the Fairhope Civic Center parking lot and ended at South Beach Park. Customers and employees were forced to evacuate the Walmart on the I-65 service road in Mobile over a bomb threat. Mobile police say someone made that threat on Sunday. Nothing was found when officers searched the store. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
Professional Collision, seven locations are ready to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Online at professional-collision.com.
Attention on deck, this is Tom Claxton with the Scuttlebutt Network. Come join me and co-host Cal Waters this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on the battleship. Hoorah!
And this is Sean Sullivan, and I'll be doing the lead-in for the Scuttlebutt Boys with Midday Mobile from noon to 1 from atop the battleship in the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. That's Wednesday starting at noon at the battleship and on FM Talk 106.5. Come see us.
Good morning, 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The PGA Tour returned this weekend for the first tournament since shutting down their season in early March due to the coronavirus pandemic. Daniel Berger won the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas, in a one-hole playoff over Colin Morikawa yesterday.
Daniel Berger is your champion here as we come back after 13 weeks away from the game.
It was Berger's third career PGA Tour victory. He came into the weekend ranked 107th in the world.
It is a little different, obviously, being, you know, 5-6 feet apart from everyone and, you know, not shaking hands at the end of the round and, you know, obviously following social distancing. But, you know, I thought they did a fantastic job, and the tournament was a huge success, in my opinion.
Berger's Sunday round marked his 28th consecutive round at par or better, dating back to October 11th at the Houston Open. The PGA Tour record is 52 consecutive rounds. Morikawa finished second after missing a putt on the playoff hole. Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Rose, Jason Kokrak, and Xander Schauffele all finished tied for third at 14 under par. This coming weekend, the PGA Tour heads to Hilton Head Island off the coast of South Carolina for the RBC Heritage beginning on Thursday. In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin passed Chase Elliott for the lead with 30 laps remaining and held on to win the Dixie Vodka 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway.
Denny Hamlin, 40th career win at Homestead Miami Speedway.
With that win, Hamlin joins Tony Stewart and Greg Biffle as the only drivers to win three times in Miami. It was Hamlin's third victory of the season. He opened the season with a victory in the Daytona 500 and won at Darlington last month. Elliott finished second last night, followed by Ryan Blaney third, Tyler Reddick fourth, and Eric Almirola fifth. Yesterday's race was set to begin at 2:30, but because of weather delays, Hamlin didn't cross the finish line until nearly 10 p.m. Central Time. Up next, NASCAR comes to Bama for a weekend of races at Talladega Super Speedway. The Geico 500 will go off on Sunday at 2 p.m. Up to 5,000 fans will be allowed to attend and watch the race from the front stretch grandstands and towers. In football news, former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is finally moving down to his new home in South Florida after the Miami Dolphins selected Tua with the fifth overall pick in April's NFL draft. Physical therapist Kevin Wilk has been working with Tagovailoa at the Champion Sports Medicine Facility in Birmingham. He says that the national champion is doing, quote, miraculously well in recovery since undergoing hip surgery. Wilk said that Tagovailoa's hip fracture healed well after the surgery and there was no wear and tear on other areas of concern. Wilk said, quote, the miraculous part is that he healed so well. The second part is, he's been so well at getting his strength back, which usually takes a long time after something like this. Tagovailoa has reportedly been spending about 3.5 hours each workout, with a special emphasis on his hip, ankles, and left shoulder. Now that the NFL has eased its restrictions for players to be able to visit and work out at team facilities, Dolphins coach Brian Flores, general manager Chris Greer, and team doctors will finally have their chance to see and coach Tua in the flesh. Tua will compete with quarterbacks Ryan Fitzpatrick and Josh Rosen for playing time during his rookie season with the Dolphins. The baseball players are done negotiating. The Major League Baseball Players Association informed the MLB on Saturday night that they're done negotiating and want an answer by Monday on how many games they'll play and when to show up for work. The players and owners agreed to a deal in late March that would pay the players full prorated salaries for however many games the MLB decided to play in the 2020 regular season. However, that agreement was made with owners believing that fans would be in the stands. Since it appears fans will not be attending this season, the owners have tried to rework their agreement with the players. Owners have made three economic proposals in the last 2 weeks, and the players have countered with two proposals of their own. Since it appears that the two will not come to an agreement, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred will now likely unilaterally impose a short season, perhaps as few as 50 games, which would require the players to be paid at a full prorated basis. The MLB's decision expected to come early this week. 651 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny again with afternoon readings around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What makes a great ride? Now you can find out Friday, June 19th at the Toomey Equipment Kubota Field Event. Your opportunity for a hands-on demo of Kubota tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles. And while you're at Toomey Equipment, take advantage of on-site coupons, special financing offers, and register for special giveaways. If you've ever wanted to sit behind the wheel of a tractor, cut a circle on a zero-turn mower, or bust out on a utility vehicle, you should attend the Toomey Equipment Field Event Friday, June 19th in Theodore, Alabama, or Loosedale, Mississippi.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Nice ride from Fairhope and Daphne, also from Malvis to Spanish Fort and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Tillman's Corner, Theodore 90, Halls Mill, and again northbound 65 all the way to Saraland. No delays. Ballingrath Gardens is back open. The gardens are open daily, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the home is back open for tours as well. Wonderful Wednesdays are back each week at Ballingrath through July 29th. See the full schedule at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 6:53 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you here. You heard the tone before, the cure will kill you. Mm-hmm. On this, well, this is maybe the price tag of the cure will kill you. This story from the Seattle Times says, remember Michael Floor, the longest hospitalized COVID-19 patient? So I guess he was a feature there in the Seattle area. They talked about him. So they now call him the million-dollar baby. Floor, 70, who came so close to death in the spring, that night shift nurse held a phone to his ear while his wife and kids said their final goodbye, is recovering nicely these days at his home in West Seattle. But he said his heart almost failed a second time when he got the bill from his healthcare odyssey the other day. He said, I opened it up and said, holy, and they bleeped it out, the total tab for his bout with coronavirus, $1,122,501.04.
Oh, my goodness.
181 pages of a bill. Said the bill is technically an explanation of the charges, and because Floor has insurance, including Medicare, he won't have to pay the vast majority of it. But even a small part of that
yeah.
is...
yeah, even 10% of that, you're talking over $100,000.
It said they're looking... they said, in fact, because he had COVID-19 and not a different disease, he might not have to pay anything, a quirk of the situation. So he has a million-dollar bill, $1,122,000. They said he was on a mechanical ventilator for 29 days. That was $2,835 a day in charges, total of $82,215 for the ventilator.
Hmm. So where'd the rest come from?
Drug cost. A quarter of the bill is drugs they gave him.
Wow.
So like $300,000?
Unbelievable.
In drug cost here? And all they said, there were 3,000 itemized charges on the bill, about 50 per day. So there it is. So it's the ventilator, it's the drugs, and I guess the time in the ER that totaled up to over $1 million. They also said there's special financial rules that apply to COVID-19. Congress set aside more than $100 billion to help hospitals and insurance companies defray the cost of the pandemic, in part to encourage people to seek testing and treatment, even those with no insurance. As a result, Floyd probably won't have to pay even his Medicare Advantage policies out-of-pocket charges, which have amounted to about $6,000. The insurance industry has estimated treatment costs for COVID-19 could top $500 billion. However, Congress is being asked to step up with more money. So there you go. There's just to give you the idea, and I'll tweet this story out. You can check out more. But $1,122,000 and change.
That's crazy. And I'm sure that his story isn't the only one where, there were so many people that were on ventilators for up to and over a month that I'm sure the costs for other people are
almost $3,000 a day.
That's ridiculous. Absolutely right. Ridiculous.
So take care of yourself. It's cheaper to do that. And then this, the top 10 signs you're turning into your dad. They started saying the new survey says the average guy starts turning into his father at age 37.
37.
So you're not there yet.
Yeah, I got 9 years.
And I'm well past that. Top 10 signs you're turning into your dad. You start taking grilling very seriously.
Okay.
I've been doing that for a while.
Same here.
You fix things instead of just replacing them.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that from my dad. You start telling dad jokes. Yeah, but kind of guilty. Because you know what? Dad jokes come with children. Until there are children, there's no reason to tell a dad joke.
Yeah, I've been a lifer for dad jokes.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're already in it. You tell your kids to ask their mother. Maybe, on occasion. You fall asleep on the couch watching sports.
Mm-hmm.
You grunt when you get up off the couch. You mute commercials. You love to mow the lawn. You don't like it when other people in the house touch the thermostat.
Oh.
Can I get a witness on that one? And you finish leftover food on everybody's plates.
Mm-hmm.
I may resemble a lot of those remarks. So 37, by the way, that's when you start turning into your father.
It sounds like we all have the same dad.
Well said. 6:57, coming right back. News is next.